Good morning, everyone. This is the devotional for Friday morning, 4/13/18. And, you know, I decided to do something a little bit different this morning. There's so many things that we hear every day when we turn on the news, and we sometimes ask ourselves the question, how is this really relevant to me in my life? Seems like that the events on the national scene are so far removed from the common man. Seems like, you know, it's just all like a game they're playing, doesn't it? But you know what? It's not. What I mean by that is God has a purpose in everything that is going on. When Christ said He would give eternal life to His people, that's exactly what He meant. He did not say temporary life or conditional life, as long as you measure up to my expectations. He was very clear. This is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all of which He had given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. You know, there's a lot of people that really think that they have an awful lot of power over their lives. Do we need to be reminded that there was war in heaven? And Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought his angels and prevailed not? Do we need to be reminded that we are told in Romans 9 that the children, not yet being born, while yet in their mother's womb, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Do we need to be reminded of Romans 5 that states that we all died in Adam? Predestination is a beautiful doctrine for God's people. There are so many lies against particular redemption and against the unfailing grace of God. You know, John Wesley purported the lie. Scofield purported the lie. Charles Finney and Dwight Moody purported the lie. Pat Robertson, J.I. Packer, Cardinal John O'Connor, Larry Lewis of the Southern Baptist Convention. They all promoted the lie. Dr. James Dobson. Billy Graham, Rick Warren. They are all have blood on their hands, so to speak, because they have lied against the sovereign God. They've lied against their Creator. They've lied against His Word. But this morning, we have a more sure word of testimony. And we can stand on the promises of God, knowing that His Word stands secure. Well, want to end this morning devotional with this thought. And I hope that you will take it in and think on this morning. This is entitled Words and Thoughts. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be focused on thee. For I know in myself there's nothing good that dwelleth in me. But I know that you died to save me from sin and death. You became the perfect sacrifice. And through your blood, God's conditions were met. So with my words and my thoughts, may I ever thankful be and express to the world what you mean to me. For I had no hope before your Holy Spirit breathed your breath of life into this dead man and made me free. Oh, what suffering you went through when you died upon the cross, separated from your Father so my soul wouldn't suffer loss. Thanksgiving and praise I must forever proclaim and honor and worship your majestic holy name. Why you showed mercy and grace to the likes of me is a wonder, quite a mystery. An undeserving wretch, worthy of only hell, but with your unbounding love, for which I cannot tell. Gave your Son for me on the rugged tree to assure eternal life for a sinner like me. Thank you for paying the ultimate sacrifice and giving this sinner everlasting life. God be with you this morning is my prayer.